You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now as the Hawks travel to Madison Square Garden tonight to take on the Knicks. Final game before the All-Star break. Nice little extended break for some of these guys. Obviously, Trey headed out west to go to the All-Star game, as well as Zachary Risa-Shea. He'll be a part of it, too. So we'll get to all that. Mark Schlereth going to join us, talk some NFL in about 20 minutes. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
We were talking about the cool cats, right? And my boy, my man D.A., and somebody else, both of them back-to-back tweets said, well, what about Billy Ocean? Yeah, Billy Ocean sure. Was Billy Great. Ocean's fully cool. Caribbean Queen, just a cool-ass cat. Yeah, so, yeah, I would definitely put him in that category. He ain't cool as Billy D.
No.
He ain't cool as Teddy, because ain't too many brothers can walk up there with some linen pants and a mesh tank top tucked in.
And be the coolest dude
in the state.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Here's the thing, though, about that, though. This kind of gets back to something we were talking about early in the show, about cool kind of being similar to, or like cooler you get kind of older, right? Like those guys are all now. Obviously, they were cool when they were younger, too.
Right.
But that we're going back to talk about cool people.
Yes.
I mean, who are the new ones?
Who are the new cool guys?
Yeah, who's out there now that's cool?
Oh, man.
Like Billy Dee Williams, he's obviously very cool. But like the peak of the cool, I don't know when it was. Maybe it's still going
up.
I'm not
still
sure.
Who's out there?
When was Teddy Pendergrass at his coolest ever? The coolest day he ever had.
I don't think. Teddy's still cool,
He is. But when he walked up on stage with the linen pants and the mesh tank top.
Teddy Pendergrass rolled up there in a wheelchair and was still cooler than everybody.
Right. Right. I'm just saying, like, maybe you have to be a certain amount younger than somebody to view them like that.
I got you.
Because obviously
today,
we're a lot younger
cool
than
today?
So I would just say
Morgan Freeman.
Cool. The oldest person in the world.
Cool.
He's very cool.
Sam Yale.
Okay. We're talking about 80-year-old men now.
Can I give you a young one?
Who's cool and younger than 30?
Chalamet.
Who the hell is that?
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Who?
I thought you said Charlamagne.
I thought you said Chalamet the God. I was like, that's all right. I'm going to slap you in the back of your damn head. You talking about the dude with bald head with no eyebrows?
Yeah,
on purpose?
Charlamagne's all right.
How you bald headed eyebrows with no eyebrows on purpose? All right. you lost a recurring bet. But
Timothy Chalamet?
Who?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
He is an actor.
Okay, Andy.
He played Bob Dylan.
He's been in a lot. He's quite a big deal. He's an A-lister in Hollywood.
The dude that played Bob. Oh yeah, he's cool.
He was on Game Day. He did the guest picking on Game Day. People were shocked at his football knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's one.
So we know who Abe thinks is cool.
Denzel.
Abe thinks Denzel.
So I was going to bring up Denzel. Yeah.
Denzel.
Again, old.
Yeah. I don't know none of
these. I don't either.
Michael B. Jordan.
He's cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say Dwayne, but he's almost 50.
Who?
He might be in his 50.
Who?
The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock's cool.
Is he?
Without question. Yeah, he's definitely cool. I think he's cool.
Okay.
You don't think The Rock's cool?
He's all right. He's a character.
Skyscraper might have ended that discussion.
I like skyscrapers.
I liked it too.
But I'm talking about just the guy.
Oh yeah.
We can't characters these people play. Of course they're going to be cool.
I mean, Michael B. Jordan,
Glenn Powell is hot right now for a lot of people.
I don't know who that is.
Who the hell is that? A?
You're just listing handsome actors.
Another actor.
What do you play?
Ryan Gosling, people think is cool.
Okay. Again, another.
He's been hanging out since the Disney whatever days.
Like, I think Leo DiCaprio's cool.
I think Jalen Hurts is cool.
All day and all
Jalen
night.
Hurts is really
definitely
cool. Like, I would definitely consider him like a. He's young. He's like 25.
Yes.
This is the youngest, coolest person that I can come up with.
Yeah.
I think he's my answer to who's a young, cool person right now.
Okay. That's how I go with it. I go with Mike. I like Michael B. Jordan, man.
Yeah, he's very cool.
He didn't let the Harvey lady destroy him.
No.
You know what I
mean? No, he did. He kept his head up.
Let's see how this, you know, you see the trailer for his new movie coming out?
What?
Sinners?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like he plays
himself
and his brother.
And all up because
Anthony Edwards is cool.
Who's cool to me because of just the... And the phrase that he says, Future's cool as hell to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Future's cool as hell.
I can go with you on that one.
I'll go with that.
I like Future.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know.
I don't know. It's not that many.
Yeah, it's not that many cool folks.
I think it's hard to be cool and be under a certain age. Or maybe because we're a certain age, you have to be a certain amount older. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Like these, LeVar Burton is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he passed recently.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. R.I.P. LeVar.
Yeah, like he was cool to me.
Yeah, Reading Rainbow.
But outside of Reading Rainbow, the brother was...
Even Reading Rainbow was cool.
Yeah. I had a real issue with that show, man.
Why? Anti-reading?
No, I was young.
Anti-rainbows?
It was soft, man. Like...
Yeah, man, it was a show about reading called Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, that was
just... It was pretty soft.
I was legit. And, you know, I've been knowing softness since I came out the womb, Andy. Like, that's why I was born hard.
Yeah.
I know. When I was like, I ain't watching this, Angel.
What's a hard kids show?
What's a hard kids show? The original drawings of Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That was hard. Yeah, Rainbow wasn't hard.
Yeah, they lived in a sewer.
What was the one with the...
And they were led by a rat.
What's the one that was... What's the one with the hand puppet lady?
Oh, yeah. Lamb Chops.
Lamb Chops.
That's soft.
Sherry?
That show's weird.
Sherry something?
It's one of the weirdest shows ever.
We got to re-go.
We really don't.
Andy, I saw a clip yesterday on the news talking about... What's the show? Lamb Chop?
Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop. And then it said adult.
Oh.
So they got an adult show, but it's with quotations. So that freaked me out because I'm like, Lamb Chop and adult. What the hell are they doing with that puppet?
You know what they're doing with that puppet.
Okay, just making sure.
You know exactly what they're doing with that puppet.
Damn freaks.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
It said Lamb Chops at night.
There was always something weird about that show, though. Yes. Something off.
Yes.
Every time I watched it, I was like, I don't know.
And I'm not the only person because it was on the news yesterday.
Okay.
And it said Lamb Chop adult with the quotations around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a thing, huh?
Show.
You look hard enough, there's something out there for everybody.
Lamb Chop at night. That's
but
what
for
it was,
that,
that's
to
what
make it,
it
on the news, that means there's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Mike Bell, you're absolutely right. Lewis Hamilton is cool.
Okay.
Lewis Hamilton is one of the coolest people on the planet.
Right.
Race car driver.
Yeah, you're
no
like
doubt
a
about
superstar race
no
car
doubt
driver,
about
F1.
No
yeah,
doubt
you can
about
definitely
it.
Get away with being cool. How about Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow's cool.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that.
I went with Lewis Hamilton. Oh, because you know I wanted to be Cristiano Ronaldo for one day. I want to be Lewis Hamilton for one day. I want to be a black man with cornrows and an English accent for one day.
Well, I mean, learn an English accent and then you will be.
And grow
your hair out.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. LeVar Burton. My bad, LeVar. He's doing fine.
You notice how I hesitantly said,
my bad.
I know.
Who died? Somebody died.
I don't.
Who was it? My bad.
But yeah.
Anyway, he's fine. He's doing just fine.
I want to be Lewis Hamilton.
He's 67. He's hanging out.
Yeah, I want to be Lewis Hamilton for one day. One day. In Monaco.
Is it a race day?
No. Oh. It's a race week, though. Not the day of. Like that Saturday before.
I'd like to be him on race night, like after he wins. And then that night.
In Monaco?
I don't want to do all the work to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I just want to be one of the guys that wins the Super Bowl
right.
and then celebrates it afterwards.
Yes.
Like, I want to do that. I want to spend the offseason celebrating like all these guys are about to
do. Is Noah Lyles cool?
Hell no.
Okay.
His teeth don't fit his mouth.
No.
You can't be looking like that and be cool.
Did you watch that track show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Gabby Thomas is cool.
Yeah. Simone Biles is cool.
Simone Biles is awesome.
Simone Biles is really
but yeah,
cool.
Noah? No, dog.
No, okay.
No, dog.
I'm not. No, can't dude. Do that. All right. Let's get
got
to the big deal. Story
got
of the
that
day.
Grover mouth.
Houston Kinetics.
I took a little bit to think about it, called my little brother, and then we decided that it was a great idea to go out there and represent. If it was just about me, it would be different, and I may feel a different way, but it's not just about me. It's about everybody else around me, and I mean the city and everybody that's a part of this.
There you go. Trey talking about sort of the decision process of the whatever you call it, the commissioner exempt all-star
bird. Especially whenever you're in a situation where you feel like you deserved it.
Yeah.
Which he did.
Of course he did.
Which he did. And so whenever you talk about I had to talk to my brother and all those other things, it's like I really didn't want to go. Yeah, I'm assuming, and again, I've only participated in the outside parts of All-Star Weekend, which is whatever, but being an All-Star, it's got to be cool.
It seems like it would be one of the coolest things you could do.
Just the practices and the interactions and all those, it just like it's a cool thing, you know?
Yes.
And,
now, again, it seems like his inclination is to be like, well, I don't want to do that.
Right.
They're not going to vote me in, I don't want to do it. And again, back in 21, that's what he did.
Yeah.
It was sort of a similar situation. He was like, nah, I'm good.
Wait, but why this year?
I think last year too, right? Because last year was the same thing
exactly,
as this year.
But,
and he went, I think it speaks to something you were getting at a couple weeks ago of just kind of growing up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it isn't that you're the face of a franchise. You get an opportunity to go represent them, the city, whatever. Like, there's a lot of 10-year-old kids that love Trae Young.
They'd love
to see you play on Sunday. I'm sure it's one of those things that I bet feels great in the moment to tell them to go kick rocks.
Yes.
But then you're at home on Sunday and the game's on.
Yep.
You're like, man, it's kind of fun to be there.
Or as you know, being a married man, like your wife would like, go ahead and go. You know, like I'm like that is one of the great things that my wife does for me. It's like she is that one where she's like, okay, I understand, but you need to do this. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? You need
having somebody in your life to let you follow your own instincts
all the damn time because you know me better than anybody in this business.
Everybody needs somebody that can tell them to be, and you do this for me.
Yes,
all this like
we do it for each other.
If you need.
Yes.
A little bit like, hey, you know, maybe that wasn't the right. You know, it's like, oh, okay. Not everybody has it.
Yes.
You can't have that many because you got to really trust
them. Exactly.
But yeah, you need people in your life and maybe his brother, his whatever.
And his papa and everybody. And we know his daddy is, I love his pops. I think he's freaking awesome. I love any of these papas that be riding for their sons the way that Mr. Young does. LeVar Ball, I freaking love it. We'll never have a problem with a daddy riding for his boy.
I love Jaws' dad.
Jaws' dad.
I love Jaws' dad.
I love him. I would never. I ain't got no problem with no daddy riding for their son.
No doubt.
I just think that it was a good move for him to go. I would have been like maybe like 20 years ago. Randy would be like, yeah, hell yeah, I wouldn't have went either, Trey. But now I'm older. You know, I'm paying college tuition and stuff. I'm officially a grown damn man. Like, I get to point. I don't even open mail no more, Buck. When they say the kids college on top, I don't even open the mail because I know they tardy.
Yeah, because you know what it is.
Yeah, I know it because they tardy.
You know? Yeah, you don't get progress reports in college.
Yeah, I know because they tardy in that.
Final game for the Hawks tonight before the break, by the way. They're up in New York against the Knicks. Been playing pretty good ball since the trade deadline. This will be, I think, a pretty solid test. Now, the Knicks are on the second half of a back-to-back. They played a tough one last night against the Pacers. Karl-Anthony Towns was fantastic. 40-12. So at least they're on the second half of a back-to-back. But hopefully the Hawks can get it and go into the All-Star break with 4 in a row. We'll come back. Mark Schlereth is going to join us. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on the Super Bowl after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap the show up here on a hump day Wednesday. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. But Wednesdays at 1:20 throughout the football season has been the time that we talked to Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Obviously reacting.
King troll.
Oh, right, yeah. Yes. Enjoying your back and forth with Chiefs fans for sure.
Wait, Mark. I couldn't wait to wake up on Monday morning after that game and just watch you go to work. Just the ultimate damn troll.
I appreciate it. First off, Kansas City fans are softer than baby poo. Like, those guys, like, it is unbelievable you've won that much and you guys are that triggered. It's incredible. So they're just so easy. And I got to tell you, man, I had so much fun watching that Super Bowl and trolling Kansas City fans because I was rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles like I played for them. Like, that's what it was like in my apartment here in New York, man. I was so into that game. I loved every second of it. And that wasn't just a beatdown. That was a good old-fashioned ass-whooping.
Yeah.
I mean, that was taking them behind the shed and whooping that ass, and I loved every second of it.
Yeah. No, you definitely enjoyed it if you were watching it from that perspective. Were you surprised? Like, were you surprised to see Philadelphia able to do that to Kansas City the way that they did?
No, I picked that game going into it on the Stinkin' Truth podcast, and this legit, you know, I as much fun as I have, I try to be legitimate. I picked it 31-20. And totally undersold the Philadelphia Eagles. I just was like, man, line of scrimmage play, their ability to control line of scrimmage is they're just different. They're built different. Yep. And, you know, it's funny because I was reminiscing about a time, man, you know, probably year 4 or so in the league for me, maybe year 5 when I was with the Washington Redskins, and I was out early in Dallas short snapping. And I'm watching the Dallas Cowboys offense warm up. And they had Michael Irvin and Alvin Harper and Mark Tuane, Nate Newton, Mark Stepanowski, Larry Allen, Eric Williams. All 5 of them went to the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They had Jay Novacek, Moose Johnson, Emmitt Smith, and Troy Aikman. And I'm watching their offense warm up, and it dawned on me. I'm like, We don't have one guy. I play for the Washington Redskins. We don't have one guy that could start on that team. I go, I do believe we're getting our ass kicked today. and we got our ass kicked. Like that's what Philadelphia reminded me of. I mean, it was just an absolute beatdown, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And I tell you what, it was one of those just masterful coaching jobs. The one advantage Kansas City has always had is they can make a play in critical moments. They're better than everybody else at executing critical moments. And Philadelphia completely just leaned on them and took that away.
Hey, Sling, we were talking before we were talking a couple hours ago, and I was curious because now you're hearing all this, everything you were talking about with the Cowboys. They were like, oh, see, that's why you build up the trenches. It's always been like that. Why does it seem like everybody all of a sudden is coming back to appreciate the fact that you got to have big-ass studs in the damn trenches to win football games?
Because we let number nerds dictate the game to us. I hate people that know math. I don't know if you guys know this, but I wasn't hanging around the math and science building when I was going to the University of Idaho, right? I was making pottery and taking Greek mythology. That's what I was doing. I don't know about you, but I wasn't, you know, I was just trying to find a way to graduate. So, you know, we let a bunch of math nerds dictate to us, you know, what is football and, oh, when we should go for two and when we shouldn't. And the math says, you know, and the analytics say. And, you know, I get in these arguments all the time with folks. It's just like, well, you're an old head and, you know, the game has changed. It's passed you by. Let me tell you something. You whoop somebody's ass on the line of scrimmage, I don't care who your quarterback is. I don't care. You could have Stretch Armstrong playing quarterback. It don't matter. When you dominate the line of scrimmage, you win in the National Football League, you win in high school football, you win in Pop Warner football, and you win, you know, in the NFL and college football. So it don't matter.
Will other teams take that lesson, though? Because you're right. Like, so much of the league has been built around spreadsheets and algorithms and trying to figure things out in math class. And then you see what the Philadelphia Eagles are able to do, and other teams too. Like, other teams have won Super Bowls like this as well. Like, do you think this is a lesson that other teams will try to take?
Yeah, they'll try, but, I mean, it's much easier to say than to do.
Right.
And I think the other thing that people don't understand is, you know, the skill that it takes to play up front. And I've told you guys this before. To me, it's the most skilled position in football because you're always, like, offensive line-wise, you're always – like the worst collective athletes on the football field. And so, you've got to have great coaching. And listen, you know, I had Roger Goodell stop me. I was calling a game. This is a year ago, not this season, but the season before last, to call a game in Detroit. And he said, man, stink. All these quarterbacks are injured. Like, what are we going to do? And I said to him, I go, oh, I don't know. Maybe put pads on and practice so the offensive line actually knows what they're doing, Roger. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we going to do? It's an epidemic. Yeah, because if you get 340-pound linemen, defensive linemen that can run 4.72, hitting your quarterback from a five-step drop, you know, the guys are going to get injured. That's the way it works. And so we've taken all this nuance and we've taken all this coaching. We've taken all this expertise out of the game. We don't have time to do it. So guys are never in pads. They're never working on footwork and hand placement and steps and all the things that are imperative to being good up front. And, you know, you look at Philadelphia, just O-line-wise, Jeff Stoutland is their O-line coach. He's the best in the business. And, you know, a guy like Kelsey retires, who's, you know, a Hall of Famer. And Juergens comes right in and plays and plays great. Goes, you know, he's a Pro Bowl player. So they do a great job of developing those players on the line of scrimmage, both sides.
Hey, man. Hey, Mark, what was your thought? And obviously, because we're here in Georgia, I'm a Georgia Bulldog. What did you think about the Dogs in this big old game?
Oof. I'm telling you what. Like, I tell you, man, I called a Eagles game just, a year ago. I was doing an Eagles game and I was walking around those guys. And I'm like, dude. Like, this is like that one of them Sesame Streets. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. That was me. I'm like, I'm freaking, like, those dudes are ginormous. Jalen Carter, stop it. Like, I was like, oh, God. And to be that big and that strong and that level of athleticism is, it's ridiculous. Yeah, man, they got some. They're turning players out. And Howie Roseman's just like, screw it. If they're coming from Georgia, I'm drafting them.
Right.
Because those dudes, are well coached in college. Those guys understand transition and what it takes to play in the NFL. And those dudes are pretty NFL ready.
What about the Roseman? Because we've been talking about him, and we go back to the – we were talking earlier at stake about – remember back when Chip Kelly was hired, and he was on the other side of the building, and then he continuously stays there. What is it about him and his philosophy that makes this team always a threat?
Yeah, you know, I mean, one thing is that they're always – pushing the envelope building on top of what they're doing. I think one of the big things in the NFL and the teams that really do a great job are teams that always have answers. There's a player answer. So, like, I would always be like, well, what if they do this? Well, they haven't done that yet. Yeah, yeah, but I know. But what if they do it? I want to know what the technique, I want to know what the answer to the quiz question is. And I think great coaches really build into their programs – you know, answers to just every situation, and they coach about it and they work on it. I remember, you know, a story about Bill Belichick would just walk through the hallways, like all of a sudden dump a scenario on you. Say, okay, it's 4th-and-3 and we got the, you know, and like, what are we going to do? And you're just standing there as a player going, you know, you got to come up with an answer. And I love that. I love that aspect of football because, you know, the thing that I always talk about with football, the thing that really intrigues me, it's this juxtaposition of complexity and simplicity. It's a really complex game, but when you boil it down, it's simple. And Philly showed you that in the Super Bowl. The simple truth of the dominating line of scrimmage, you're going to win.
Insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. We didn't get a chance to talk last week, so this is a little bit of an older story, but still relevant in Atlanta. What did you make of Kirk Cousins kind of showing up during Super Bowl week and telling everyone in the middle of the season?
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't. They feel like they've moved on. And listen, everybody's hurt in the middle of the season. So did you line up? I used to have a rule. Like, we had a rule when I played. You have to play hurt, but you also have to play injured. And you have to play well hurt and injured. And we used to say it all the time in my back-to-back championship teams. If you line up and play, you need to play well. If you can't go, then don't go. But if you line up, that it no longer is an excuse. So there's not a guy in the NFL midway through the season that's not hurt. There's not a guy in the NFL that doesn't feel like absolute hammered garbage. So, like, it's, you know, I mean, we're all hurt. Now, like, I did TV. I was hurt. Like, but I suffered right through it. So – nobody really wants to hear that Kirk Cousins didn't feel good. None of us feel good.
You better believe that.
Yeah, amen.
You better, one last quick. Kellen Moore, Saints, like it or not?
I do because, you know, obviously I think there's a couple of things. Kellen Moore was one of those guys, you know, that's always been known kind of for the passing game stuff. And then this year, man, the job he has done with running the football has been incredible since they got Saquon. How much in that Super Bowl, you know, I heard this a bunch from Chiefs people. I'm like, Andy Reid never wants to run the ball. And they're like, well, we really couldn't because we couldn't convert on third down. And, you know, we didn't do well on third downs and we weren't averaging, you know, our yards per carry weren't good enough. And I go, oh, really? Because you guys were 3 of 11 on third down. Philadelphia was 3 of 12. Saquon Barkley averaged 2.3 yards a carry. Your backs averaged a much higher rate than that. But your backs got 7 carries and Saquon got 25. So don't tell me how you can't do it. You don't want to do it. Hmm. And one of the best things about, you know, stopping a pass rush, taking the starch out of defensive linemen, is running it. Hey, man, you're getting upfield penetration. Let's run a trap inside and just ear hole your ass. You know, let's run a little pin and pull game and bring a tight end down from the, you know, outside the numbers, put them in motion and ear hole a defensive end and let's pitch it and get outside. Let's do some things to take a little bit of the starch out of these defensive linemen. You never did. You just let them pin their ears back and crush your quarterback. And that's just bad coaching. Andy Reid got completely outcoached in this game.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate all the time throughout the season. It was a lot of fun talking to you every single week. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Stank.
My pleasure, guys. Be good.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider, every single Wednesday throughout the entire season. Hopefully he's the Odyssey NFL Insider next year, too.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun talking to him.
They have a troll ass.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Whatever.
Awesome.
He's hated the Chiefs since 1994.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, he
has. It's 30 years of hate. As always, the interview brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Last time I'll say it. Mayo game day be delicious. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into an AMA to wrap things up here. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by, brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We got two phone lines available if you want to jump on hold and ask us a question. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. I do need to let you know that we'd love to send you to Vegas. You can win the ultimate trip. So download the Odyssey app. That's the first thing you have to do for a chance to spend the first two rounds of the college basketball championship in Vegas with three friends. All right. Get it together, Bob.
I know we just had a funny laugh. Bob. I know you just had a funny laugh laughing at me.
I'm so distracted by the story you just told me. All right, you can go to Vegas with three friends. You'll stay at Circa Resort and Casino, where me and Randy stayed when we went out there. It's awesome. You can host a party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 92.9 The Game or any participating station. Just listen for an hour each day, and you will be entered. It's a national contest. We want to send you to Vegas.
My cousin Corey and his wife, Crystal, who I love very much, they're in Africa right now, right?
Okay.
And they're watching his pictures. And so they're on this trail.
What part?
He's at Nairobi National Park.
Okay, wow, cool.
And he's on, I'm assuming this is him, filming lions walking up to him. And yeah. I talked to Corey 2 days ago before he left. And I said, don't come back 8.
Right. Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get his ass 8 by a damn lion.
Getting close to lions is a good way to get eaten. That's for sure. It's like a safari?
Yes.
That would be pretty fun.
Whatever.
It would be pretty fun. But like, how secure is the thing?
It don't matter. It look like he outside the truck. Maybe show ass back in the truck, cuz.
Maybe he just has a good camera angle.
Show ass back in the truck, cuz.
I would like to do that, though.
I know you do.
I would love to. I would love to go on a safari.
How crazy.
It'd be fun.
Y'all out y'all damn mind.
You don't want to see any, like, wild lions?
I go to the zoo and see.
Those aren't wild.
To see domestic lions.
Lions are bummed out, man.
Well, they don't have, like, hippos at the zoo, because hippos will kill everything.
Why do I need to be in a point? Because my whole objective in life is not to get eaten.
Yeah, yeah. If your objective in life is not to get eaten, then this probably isn't for you.
And the way you think I'm going for my wife's birthday?
Your wife's birthday?
Yeah, in October. For a trip is already booked.
Is it a place you might get eaten?
Please tell me it's on a safari.
There's going to be sharks involved.
Yep.
You're not going to go like go-go.
Someplace tropical? Where are you going?
Yep.
South Africa.
South Africa's got tons of sharks.
We'll talk about that in October.
I know, because just told me about a different trip.
I'll tell you about a different trip where I'm leaving today to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about not with, but like, damn, lady, for real?
Without giving away any details, because I know they're always trying to video you, like, for TikTok challenges, whatever. Yes. If they want to go viral, they need to video you when they tell you about these trips they plan.
Yes.
Because this one, I swear to God, would have broke the internet. I swear to God. He would have told you the whole plan for this thing. Just you retelling it to me after already, you trips booked, you're going today.
Yes.
Like, you're going. So whatever.
I'm on the way.
But if I would have been, I would have loved to have been there for you learning about
all
this.
All I said was, what the heck are you talking about, woman?
That's not what you said.
I know. I said, what the hell are you talking about, woman? Why do you want to go there? And it took some real convincing. And her, and most men, white pouts.
They're persuasive.
They pout and all that stuff. Fine, go. But I ain't going there. I'm going to go find a bar somewhere in another damn city.
Is it a waterfall somewhere?
And that's what happened.
There'll probably be some waterfalls involved. Yeah. All right, let's get to the callers here. Mo is in Columbus. Hello, Mo.
What's going on?
Exactly
fella.
What happened.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, y'all been on it this week, man. To be honest, look, I wanted to call in Monday. I wanted to call in Tuesday, but every damn question I had, y'all covered every topic.
All right.
In my Andy Bunker voice, I was sitting over here like, that's interesting. So scratch that one off. But real quick, shout out to the Eagles, man. Although I never thought I'd say that, but I got to say shout out to my dogs. For sure. And, hey, man, Jalen Hurts actually made me really, really – I didn't have nothing against him other than he played at Alabama. Mm-hmm. But for him to go on TV after the Super Bowl and shout out to the Dogs, I thought that was one of the dopest things ever.
It was.
Yeah. My question to you guys, so coming up on Valentine's Day, what's the worst Valentine's Day gift you've ever given? What's the best Valentine's Day gift you've ever received? And if y'all looking for a show to watch, it's a show called The Pit. It's about emergency room in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I saw what you said. Is it good?
It's good.
Okay, I saw that.
Thank you, Mo.
All right, appreciate it, Mo.
Worst you've ever given?
Worst, I don't give bag. My wife knows this, all right? Like, where we're going now, I can't take flowers and stuff on the plane, but we'll be where we are for Valentine's Day. But I give her cards, flowers every year, money, you know, stuff like that. The worst gift I ever got, this girl, Andy. I remember I was 13 years old. I didn't know she liked me like that, you know, and so she gave me, I don't know if people remember at the mall when you would get those rope gold bracelets, but it would be a long string of it. They would cut
to
fit the wrist. Mm-hmm. And so she got me one of those for Valentine's Day. I had no clue.
That's pretty nice at 13.
Yeah. And so she gave it to me, and I have no gift, no card, or nothing. And so I went and made some, 13, eighth grade. Yeah. Went and found some construction paper.
Yeah, homemade cards in eighth grade.
I gave her a homemade card in eighth grade.
That's tough.
Tough.
I can't think of any bad one because I don't know. I've only given Valentine's gifts to, like, you know, the people that you actually care about and my wife now. I'm pretty good at it. But we were talking the other day because she was like, oh, what do you want for Valentine's Day? I was like, nothing.
Nothing.
Don't give me anything.
I don't want anything.
And then.
Do men ask for stuff on Valentine's Day?
I don't know. No. I also. Here's my other thing, because I went to the store the other day because I had to get one last thing for what I was getting her. And then I got some. They're not listening. I got some finger paint, red finger paint, so the kids can make, like, some hearts with their hands.
Beautiful.
For a card for her.
Beautiful.
But then I got Lily a big pink I love you balloon.
Right.
I didn't get Jack anything.
No.
I didn't think twice about it. I didn't think twice about it. And I got home
and
she was like.
And you're not supposed to,
dog. She was like, what did you get Jack? And I was like.
Nothing.
I guess nothing. I don't. Do you get sons something for Valentine's Day?
No, you don't.
I get that's kind of where I was at, but I had never thought about it. I had never thought about it. No, and I was like, I'm not going to get
anything. No, you don't. You don't get – no. Man, husband, boyfriend, don't – you should – now, they give you something, thank you.
Yeah.
But you don't ask for nothing for Valentine's Day, and you do not get your sons nothing for Valentine's Day.
It never crossed my mind to get him anything. And then I got home, and she was like, did you get Jack anything?
No.
And I was like, no, I didn't. And I don't think I'm going to.
No.
Yeah, good.
No.
Good. You back me up on
that.
No. Am I supposed to get him a football?
Now, mama do something. if mama do something for her sons.
I'm not getting him a pink balloon.
Hey, if mama do something for her sons, fine.
Sure.
But
that's different.
But me as daddy?
Because he'll get candy and it'll be from us.
No.
But that'll be from her.
No.
Right? Pretty much.
Hell no. I got
Lily some flowers and a balloon. Yeah, but is there a holiday where just he gets something and she doesn't get anything?
It don't matter.
Maybe like St. Patrick's Day.
Get him shots.
Yeah, get him.
I get my son a shot while I get my daughter.
Get him a six pack of Guinness or something like that.
No.
I know. I did that came up yesterday. I was like, yeah.
No.
I guess I didn't think about it. Mike is in Atlanta.
No.
What's up, Mike?
All right, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
So ironically, Randy, like I travel a lot. You traveling, and I love it. But my point is that I'm going to dive in this to make the example. Next month, we're going to Cartagena, Colombia. I've never been to South America. That's a drug capital type thing.
Yeah.
Hold on, Mike. Who you going with?
My wife. She wants veneers for her 50th.
Oh, y'all going down to Colombia to get the – okay, I understand that. A lot of people doing that.
Yeah, Doc, we got a hotel, they pick you up, all that kind of stuff.
Right, it's cool. Yeah.
But I'm like, look, you don't go to Ocho Rios, Jamaica, and then say, I want to go to Kingston where they film Belly at. what might be a misdemeanor here could be the Brittany Briner 1 year in jail. You got to, like, slow down with all that. I traveled through many third world countries in the military in the 90s. I'm just like, look, let's just go get your teeth. Enjoy the food. She trying to, like, step out. I'm like, look, these people got cops that fight, cartel that fight the cops.
Right.
Slow down, and let's see what's going on when we get there. She like, man, this is doing too much, man.
I'm telling you this, all right? Be careful down there, all right? That's all I'm going to tell you. A lot of people are going to these places to get the veneers and the different body enhancement surgeries and stuff. Right. It's cheaper. Be careful down there, all right? just be careful.
Yeah, I'm praying, man. Be careful. You know, I got to go. She booked the flight, so I got to go with
Just be careful.
No doubt, man.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Just be careful, Mike. Like,
and look, this is not my place, really. It's just an amateur opinion.
Give me my gifts. Hell no.
Feels like looking for the discounts on the surgeries.
Be careful.
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of those ones you want to pay full boat for.
Just be careful. Right?
You know?
Like pay.
You know, they'll do it half price in Columbia.
Hey, paying half price for ass.
You gotta get a half an ass.
You get half an ass, exactly.
Or an infection.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like they might be putting like whatever.
Yeah. Like you do it here, like, you probably get some silicone.
Exactly.
Down there,
you might get some caulk. That paint caulk. That's how you put in the walls.
Yeah, yeah, caulk.
Caulk.
Yeah, yeah, caulk. Pronounce the L. Some bubble wrap or something like that. They're just going to stuff it full.
Just be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
We also, and I appreciate it, because we come on the radio and we share a lot of personal details about our lives.
Yeah.
Our listeners are very comfortable coming on here and telling us stuff about their relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she wanted that out there. Maybe she did, whatever. There's nothing wrong with getting veneers. But now we know that about Mike and his wife. Maurice is in Austell. What's up, Maurice?
Hey, I love the show, man. And so I got a spades question for Randy. And do you play Neil? Do you lead out with trumps? And do you sandbag when you're playing with your buddies?
Okay, start over again. And do I lead? Do I lead with the trump or what?
Can you lead with a spade without? And then do you play the Neil? And do you sandbag when you're just playing with your homeboys?
Okay.
And for Andy, Is this a good example of a miserable Washington day?
Yeah. Yep, it is.
Oh, man.
It is, Maurice.
I'll tell you, this is when I lead with trumps. When I have, and I know Skip out there listening, when I got your ass down, and I'm talking about, like, we finna just bust your head, and I'm looking at, if I got, like, say, for instance, if I got the ace of spade, king, I'm going to lead with spade. I'm going to lead with the trump, and I'm going to bust your head. I'm going to get it over quick because I might have less, like, two of diamonds, two of hearts, or three of hearts. Bull crap cards. But I'm going to bust your head for these first eight, and then I'm going to throw them four like you can have them. No, you can have them and throw it like that. But, yeah, if I got that Boston trump, yeah, I'm doing it.
There you go.
All the time.
This is, too, by the way, to answer the question, this is 6 months.
I watched
it. This is what it is.
Hell no.
From October 15th until the 4th of July. Basically, and that's longer than 6 months.
Yeah.
You might get a couple nice days in May and June, but this is it. This is why the music sounded like it did. This is why it sounded like that. That's why Kurt Cobain was so bummed out, man. Well, there's a lot of reasons, but this is part of it. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Me and Andy are the ray of sunshine.
We are.
Yes.
3 hours, even on a day like today.
Yes.
Put the SPF on. LeVar Burton, alive.
Yes.
Alive and well.
And if y'all,
my bad.
If y'all don't believe that I don't ride and go with my boy, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, Randy buried him with me. LeVar Burton's alive and well. I'm sorry, Oren. I'm sorry. I'm happy he's alive. Are you not?
There will never be anybody alive that's as cool as the guy that got women into bed using malt liquor.
Yes.
Randy prefers his beef with violence. If you're a singer named Billy, I'm a fan.
Yes.
Billy Strings, I guess.
He's good.
And I need to put some syrup on that thing and get a spatula.
Damn right,
whatever
Abe.
That means.
She built like flapjack.
That was Randy's dating advice for Abe. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Dukes and Bella coming up next. Sports Radio 9.